Are you ready to launch a new career in coding? Treehouse has one of the best and most affordable online classrooms for you. At Treehouse, we've rethought the learning process and built a proven system to get you the skills and knowledge you need to achieve your goals. When you're done with the course, you haven't just watched a video. You learned, practiced, and absorbed the concept. Or choose to build a portfolio, create a network, and land your dream job with our bootcamp-style tech degree program. Land a developer job this year. Whatever your goal, we'll get you there. Get 50% off your first month as a podcast listener through our special discount link. My people,
what up, though? We back with another episode of All Black Men Need Therapy. My name is Chief.
And I'm Bell.
My name is Prentice.
And we're about to get the show rolling again, y'all. I had to give you a little more energy because last time this punk-ass cat was talking shit about me. I ain't like your energy. Rah, 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 rah. Fix it. So I want to hit y'all with the big smile and the big energy. My guys, what's happening?
What up?
Hey, I'm cool. I'm actually happy to be talking to y'all. Like, I don't talk to y'all bros every day anyway, but what's goody? Bellhead, check in, B.
Niggas gonna ask me to go first.
you felt the pressure? Say that thought. P, check in, cuz.
Mother's Day was yesterday, man. Got through that.
Shout out to all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day to you. All the moms who, you know, all the moms in every aspect of motherhood.
Yes, absolutely. Shout out to all you mothers. So, you know, we accomplished that, man. I cook for a couple of women in my life. And
what'd you make?
It was good, man. You said what?
What'd you make?
So I make a really bomb vegetable tortilla soup. So I made that, and then I went to the Mexican restaurant and got them to chop up the carne and the chicken. Mm. And I got like a hibachi kind of grill thing on my stovetop. So I just threw that on there. So they had soup and tacos, and everybody was happy.
Word, bro, don't fix
Word.
It.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That works for me. Because I was definitely about to shit on your vegetable soup. Like, niggas don't eat vegetable soup all the time, especially at no cookout.
I was going to say, and then what else? The chicken and the tacos.
So hibachi P, that's for sure.
You know what I'm saying? We getting to it.
Bellhead, come on, man.
So last week, it was me and my guy from Tuesday to Sunday. Me and Chase just rocking out. We cooled out. Took my man swimming for the first time. That was cool. The little center over here, we got added. We was on the wait list. We got added. So I took him last Saturday. It was just me and him. And that was his first time in the pool. And, you know, he was tripping at first. But by the end of it, he was having a good time. It sucked because the heater wasn't working. So I was a little colder than I would have liked it to be. But it was cool. It was cool. That's really it. That was just me and him chilling all week. Mother's Day, we didn't make it to Connecticut, but I sent my mom some money today. I said Happy Mother's Day, but didn't even think to send her. Well, I thought I was going there, so I was going to take her out to eat, but then I was like, I'll just send her a couple dollars. Calls for the day.
I didn't even hit G yesterday. I need to do better. I had
text her. Peaches.
I know. I messed up. I was working. I thought I don't make it care.
I'll get you back. I won't text your dad for Father's Day.
Yo, I hate you.
Hey, I wonder if people listen to us and be like, well, sometimes the moments that we find funny are so detrimental to our fucking
sound. Right, like, oh, Bell, that wasn't nice.
Right. Get an email and shit. Fucked up.
You need to be more sensitive to Chief's feelings.
No, his dad needs to be more sensitive to his feelings.
Right. I mean, it'll make you feel better. I'm not going to text him on Father's Day either. So, I mean.
Hey, you know what? Fuck it. I ain't gonna text his ass neither. We all in together.
Boycott my dad. No, nigga, he boycotted you. Shut up.
Yo, imagine our listeners, like, imagine we just released his number and all of our listeners just texted him Happy Father's Day.
Awesome. When Kevin Hart gave out Nick Cannon number, just, everybody text G-Pad. Say, I won't get his number.
Oh man.
Say I won't get his number right. I'll text Mustard to get his number right now. I have all the supporters text.
Your sister be so pissed at you, yo. Say,
I'll text my sister and be like, listen, give me his number. I'm gonna give it to the supporter. I want everybody to text him Happy Father's Day.
Hey nigga, I would do something like that.
They're gonna be like, Happy Father's Day. Chief says you're a piece of shit.
Oh shit, that's gonna be, listen, we're not doing that. Well, anyway,
Father's Day next month too, right?
So right. I work on Father's Day too, so
whatever. Think about it.
Think about it. I'm checking in. I was good. Mother's Day was straight. I was working all damn day, but I gave Duke some bread early in the week. My grandma had came down, so they had like a little cookout at the crib on Friday, which was dope. You know, grandma 84 of them things, so it was always, you know, always good to get time around her. So that was dope.
She's still in town?
Nah, she left yesterday.
She fly or she? Yeah, they be driving.
They flew. But she's like, I ain't doing it no more because it's too much hassle. I got to get up on this ride and get on that car and then take this wheelchair. And she's like, I ain't finna do all that.
Yeah,
so she ain't want to do that.
You 84, you do what the hell you want to do.
Right. So she don't want to fly. We ain't flying. But we got to go somewhere. So we got to figure it out. But yeah. So with that being said, we're moving on in today's topic. Yo, COVID is on the rise. And we was talking about surviving the pandemic, which is cool because we still here. But COVID is picking back up, baby. For real, for they canceled my daughter's games this week because two of the girls got COVID.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was going like that.
It's from Thursday, so we can't get back on the field until Thursday. So they're like, yeah, you got a whole lot. So, yeah, but the topic of surviving the pandemic. Fellas, we made it. You know what I'm saying? Did y'all get COVID? No, you didn't get it, right?
Mm-mm.
P, you got it, huh?
Yeah, the mess whole fam
you up?
Got it.
Oh, remember that? Yeah, the whole crib got it. Yeah.
Remember the whole crib had it. You know what messed me up? The fucking shot is what fucked me up. It wasn't COVID that fucked me up. It was that shot. When I got the preventative shit, that shit fucked me up. When I had it.
The vaccine.
the preventative shit.
I mean, same shit. I mean,
nigga, you know the word I'm looking for.
Like I said, preventative
shit. It's the same shit.
It is essentially.
You're going to get technical and shit. Yeah. Nah, but yeah, that vaccine messed me up, man.
Wait,
but yeah,
did you get the vaccine after COVID or before COVID?
I got it after.
Okay.
No. I got the vaccine. I got COVID after I got the vaccine.
Yo, Bill, you're not using your microphone, B?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Why? How I sound?
I'm asking you a question. Are you not using your microphone?
Yes, I'm using it. How else would you hear me if I wasn't using it? Because
you got your headphones in with the joint. You don't, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Chief, my microphone's right here, bro.
Well, then raise the joint.
Why?
Because you sound low, B.
I asked you good before we started recording. How do I sign? And you said,
I wasn't even listening to you before we started recording.
Then why would you answer my question then?
Anyways, this is what I'm talking about. You didn't, P, you had the joint. From your experience, and it was awful. Did y'all quarantine together? Because I had another student of mine whose household had quarantine. Like, yeah, we all in our own room. Like, for what? You all got the same shit. You already quarantined together. Like,
do I sound better now?
Yeah.
Did they all have COVID?
Yeah, everybody in the house had COVID, but they was in their rooms. Like, for why? Like, you all got it. Like, you separate, you know what I'm saying? So
quarantine. Yeah, everybody didn't. Yeah, everybody pretty much got it at once. So, you know, we was just all fucked up together.
No doubt. Yeah. No doubt. Bellhead, you obviously didn't get it, but your people got it, though.
Yeah. But we ain't got to talk about that. But yeah. Okay. But not, Ned, I never got it. Chase never got it.
Did y'all lose anybody to COVID?
Personally, nah. I did not.
Not in my immediate family or my... We lost somebody. Yes, we lost one person. Yes.
Me too. I got an aunt. Rest in peace, Auntie Joey. My Auntie Joanne was going on.
She passed like 2020, right?
I want to say it's 2 years now. Yep. Recently. Her birthday was just yesterday too. 2 days ago.
I only remember because... I remember we just started recording and we had said rest in peace to her. I remember just started recording. So it had to be 2020.
So what's y'all biggest, you know?
Shit, we going on 2 years.
I know. We need to figure out when the anniversary is and have a party.
I can tell you. It was the week before Father's Day.
I dead ass want to have, we should do it for the 2-year joint, yo. I want to have an in-person session, yo. We should definitely do it for the 2-year joint.
Yeah, let us know how y'all feel. Y'all gonna pull up? We have a 2-year
in-person, all black men need therapy session.
Anniversary? Is that what it'd be?
I mean, it's the anniversary, but we have to figure out how we wanna, you know, whatever. No,
right. But I didn't know if there was another word, but yeah, I guess it'll be anniversary.
Yeah, but we celebrate an anniversary by having a live, maybe we're gonna do what we do. Live, or are we gonna have
do we do interactive we do live?
Session type deal? You know what I'm saying?
We could do both.
We should do that. Y'all let us know how y'all feel about that. We'll come to your city. How about that? You know what I mean? Pull up on y'all. You know what I mean? Get some promoters and we just do it like that. That'll be dope. Yep. So surviving the pandemic. When I say that, what does that mean to you, Bell? Like, where you at with that right now?
Yeah, I'll keep it a buck, man. Aside from the people that unfortunately didn't make it through, that were close to me, aside from that, the pandemic's been good to me, aside from that. You know what I'm saying? Like, aside from, like, I had my son during the pandemic. I was home because it was a pandemic, you know what I'm saying? So I got that time that I'll never get back, right, that I got to spend with him. Like living in the moment, you know what I'm saying? I was fortunate because my job at the my role at the time was basically a remote role anyway before the pandemic. So, but the pandemic just gave you permission to not feel guilty to be at home, you know what I'm saying? And be present with your family. So that was good, you know what I'm saying? Bought multiple houses during the pandemic. I got promoted during the pandemic. Yeah, man. Like I said, I don't have anything negative to say aside from the obvious, right? Aside from the global health crisis, aside from the people, the person I lost during the pandemic, aside from that, you know, it's been good to me. Chief, if you're talking, you mute it.
There nah, my bad. I'm good. Just had to lock my door.
I'll think about that shit too. Like for me, surviving and the pandemic aren't synonymous. You know what I'm saying? Because my life completely changed. I got justice during the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? Because his mom was a nurse. So he had to come to California finally. You know what I'm saying? So that happened. And then there was the blessing of being self-employed and being a writer because I couldn't get on stage and make money, but that's when the commercials really started coming in and the real writing opportunities started coming in during that time. The Emmys came in during the beginning. My first Emmy writing placement came in during the beginning, the first day of school for the kids. Man, Sarai leveled up professionally. And I can literally look at the beginning of the pandemic and look at where we are now and just be like, it's been such a blessing, man. It's been such a blessing. Like, it really made me get to it because I knew I couldn't travel and perform on stage. And I was like, we got to figure out a different way to make this pen really make this consistent money. So it really changed our lives, man, for the better.
That's so interesting, man, because I feel like I don't have very much outside of losing my aunt. Excuse me. I don't have very many negative experiences with it. A couple people got it, but they bounced back like nothing. You know what I mean? We were, like you said, P, being, you know, being a writer. I'm not, you know, entrepreneurial type style like you, independent, but like I was still able to make some good bread on my couch during the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? I made just as much as we was when we be on stage, which was real cool.
I was right. You gotta go nowhere.
Yeah, and I got one of them I had, or two of them that were back to back on the same day. So I got a little, you know what I mean? That one day was like a good chunk of money for 2 hours of work, you know what I'm
loan
saying?
Loan me $5.
So that was cool. But outside of that, man, I think really like the surviving the pandemic, when I think about it, what I think about is I've learned that as much as the illness itself gets to you, it's fucked with people mentally more than they anticipated it to be. Like the people I know who've got it and had it bad were like genuinely believing that they weren't going to make it. And they were like, yo, it was so bad for me. Like, I really thought, like, I started, you know, trying to get my stuff in order for my son and blah, 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 blah. Like, people were really,
but
really
no,
scared.
But, was, yo, like, that's a good wild. Point. Damn, Prentice, did I cut you off? Were you talking?
No, no, no. I just said, wow.
You see, he real conscious of that now because right? Supporters that got at his ass. You always cutting Prentice off. Let him talk.
Man, don't listen to them, bro. We good.
Nah, yo, it's crazy because through adversity, my opinion, right? Adversity creates opportunity. You know what I'm saying? And think about it, right? George Floyd happens. God rest the dead, right? Ooh. That was during a pandemic. Like a lot of people, we look at these time, these periods of time and don't realize that my opinion, George Floyd got so much attention because people were forced to watch it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? There was nothing else going on. Like you had to sit there and watch it because George Floyd. Exactly. George Floyd isn't the first George Floyd. He's just the one that happened when the whole world shut down. You know what I'm saying? And then we had to endure that. Right. And it caused people to take notice. So you think about that. Right. And then you think about the opportunity that's come since then. Right. As a result, every company that cares about public appearance, forget black people, cares about public appearance, has created a DEI initiative. Right. This is spawned.
Explain to the people what that is.
Yeah. Sorry. DEI is diversity, equity, and inclusion. Right. Used to be DNI, but it's now DEI. And since then, every company wants to at minimum appear to be helping the black community, helping the minority population. And I say appear because I can't speak for every company's intention, right? But what I do know is black people and people of color were never hotter than they were after George Floyd,
right?
Yeah, sure. Like people that were talented and had skills could name their price, right? Because they were highly sought after because most companies wanted to show like immediate results, right? Like, hey, this happened. There's inequities across the company or country. Here's what we're doing about it. Boom, right? Some of your gigs may have been spawned from some of those dollars, right?
Oh, I know something. Were.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it was tragic, man. It was tragic what happened to George Floyd. And I hate that we had to endure that as a country, right? The world, they were protesting across the world because of that. You know what I'm saying? But you think about like what happened since then, right? You know, I know my company personally donated $10 million, right? To social injustice. You know, they made it a point to get serious, you know, but yeah, so you had all that going on and a lot of good came from a lot of that tragedy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's definitely a very, very valid point. People didn't think about that. I mean, it ain't like, it ain't like it slowed down too much. They still out there killing us and all that, but I mean, unfortunately, but that put it in a light to where now people, like you said, are forced to pay attention to it and essentially do something about it, or at least present like they care enough to do something about it, which makes a big difference.
Go ahead, Brandon.
You know what I noticed during that time? It's kind of a left. I noticed that I feel like success was in an interesting place during that first year, man. Like any type of success seemed to be really frowned upon. Like, because again, for me, like it things started to pop during the pandemic for me. So I found myself being more hesitant to talk about anything good, positive going on in my life due to like the way the culture felt, you know, the energy felt just in the world. It felt like people were so down and out and there were so many things happening that I almost didn't want to seem like life was what it was, which was actually like better or improving. Did y'all go through that?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I know. Okay. I definitely can empathize with what you're saying.
I felt kind of weird saying this shit on the
podcast. No, but it makes sense though, because a lot of us definitely was like, you know, we didn't want to bask in our glory because everybody was going through some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And like for me, I needed that shit personally. You know what I'm saying? Like I needed to learn how to pat myself on the back when I had these fucking moments, but I couldn't. Or at least I told myself I couldn't, because the world, everybody was down so bad.
Yeah, survivor's remorse.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what that was, man. And we had a pretty cool moment, man, on my group chat with all my old teammates. It's a bunch of us on there. And shout out to my man, Al Fincher. Finch had sent a text out in the beginning of the pandemic and was like, yo, Finch, retired NFL players, was in the league for about 7 years or so. Basically, he was like, yo, guys, we the country's in I don't remember exactly what he said, but basically it's like, these are hard times. He's like, so if anybody needs help, man, just reach out. Like, this group got your back. Like, speak up, you know what I'm saying? Don't be too proud. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you need help, let us know. And I immediately responded. I said, man, you don't know how much this text means. Because I would have loved to gotten one of these during the recession in 2008, you know what I'm saying? When I was fucked up. I said, but now to see this text and to know that I could actually help, you know what I'm saying? If somebody responded, and this is basically what I said in the text, if somebody responded where they need some help, I could actually help them, you know what I'm saying? Whereas the first time around in this recession, I was the one that was being too proud to ask, you know what I'm saying? So that was cool. That was a cool moment. But you're right, man. There was, you know, uncertainty. Like, I wish I was up. I wish I was up financially, like up. Right when the pandemic happened, man, wow. I would be so up right now because.
You mean financially?
Yeah, like
knowing what you know.
There was so much opportunity, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then I capitalized on some things, you know what I'm saying? But not if I was up. I had like bread.
Yeah,
I would be right now.
That's when didn't I mean, off topic real quick, but like I remember like didn't Zoom take the fuck off?
Yeah,
we had to do Zoom birthday parties and shit started happening.
Right.
They stocked them plummeted.
So they stock went.
For sure. But
yeah, I should have sold that shit because I bought a good amount of it.
Catch that joint.
That shit was up to 400 at one point. That joint down to like 99 cash right now, if that.
So, you win some, you lose some, cuz.
I was just like, man, this is gonna keep going. But I should have definitely sold that. But yeah, it was things like that. You know what I'm saying? Things like that. Like I capitalized on some opportunities, but if I was up, I would have had the foresight to snatch up some of these joints in Boston. You know what I'm saying? If I had bread like that, if I was up, you know what I mean? And because I'm telling you, I just read an article, man, that basically, I'm going to tell you a crazy statistic. To 2019, a report was done. The average white household's net worth was $225,000 in the greater Boston area. And I'll cite the article, so Paul can put it in here. What do you think the average black household's net worth was?
What year you said?
2019, pre-pandemic.
Shit, I don't know.
You said the white was what?
White was $225,000.
Okay.
It was probably at like 27 racks.
I'm gonna say somewhere around 75.
75,000?
Yeah.
I wouldn't give us even 75, but I'll probably say 60.
Six, what's 60?
Now, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to stick with 27.
Damn, P, niggas ain't making no money, huh?
Niggas, we're black in America, bro. They do us dirty.
Touche.
$8.
Nigga.
Get the fuck off my food.
Yo, I swear to God. The research finding from, it says,
average household where?
Wait.
The greater Boston area.
I'm about to And it even says that was no typo. The median net worth of Black Bostonians really is $8.
And the average white household was $250K.
Yes.
And we're at $8.
Yep. It was in a Boston That'd Globe.
Be $8.
It was in a Boston Globe. It's trying to make me subscribe. But it's called the infamous research finding.
So you say niggas can't even get haircuts. $8, B.
Word.
I don't know.
The shock is so redundant at this point. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like it's such a redundant feeling to hear a new statistic like that.
That's crazy though. Like, there's got to be some. I don't.
Shout out to Matt. You remember Matt from Mac's Wedding? He sent me the article, and I saw the article maybe like a day or two before. I was trying to open it, but I couldn't open it. I read it. It was a long article, but it was good. It was basically talking about, but again, the pandemic.
So right? You can't even loan me $5 because you're gonna have three left.
Yo, the pandemic is forcing Black residents in Boston not to be able to afford to live here. Like, they have to move. They're talking
why
about
why only the Black people. White people, I mean, they
because the medium net worth is $8, bro.
That's crazy.
Like, it's crazy. And Black people make up 23% of the population here.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's wild, a lot of man. People. It's wild. Like, he sent me that article. And I told you from the day I moved here, I always said, how do people with regular good paying jobs afford to live here? Like, I just don't understand it. Like, if you're a bank manager, you know what I'm saying? That's probably 70-75,000. That's more than respectable, bro. You can't afford to live here. Or 75K, you can't afford to live here. Unless you in a place that you don't necessarily want to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the hood or whatever. Like, you can afford it, but the quality of life, you ain't. Is so now the mayor's trying to figure out how to keep people, because what they're saying is Black residents are only moving to two places, Randolph and Brockton. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just crazy. It's because that's the only places that they, one, feel comfortable because there's more Black people moving there, and two, can afford. Whereas the average house in Boston is $625 or $650, and the average house in Brockton is $425. You know what I'm saying? Still expensive, but $200,000 less. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I went on Zillow the other night and typed in East Hartford. I'm like, man, I could buy three houses for what I just paid for my shit. Like, this is crazy how much cheaper it is to live in Connecticut, man. Crazy. It is nuts, bro.
That
nuts.
Is bugged
out. Nuts.
That is actually bugged out. So in I've been worrying about, like, school potentially going back to the way it was. Because where the cases are starting to rise again, they took off the mask mandates, and there's a lot more kids, you know, getting COVID and being sent home and yada yada yada. But the laws ain't even, y'all laws the same? Well, not laws, but like the guidelines, bro. Like, if you get COVID, remember it was a 10-day quarantine. Now they're like five, or as long as you know you waited a couple of days, you can come in on Monday. They ain't even caring.
They're real loose. My son's daycare is, if you get it. Well, I don't know what it is if you get COVID, actually. But if you get exposed, like somebody in your house has it, you just have to test every day. That's it. Like, yeah, it's real lax, man. They used to take their temperature. Not that that matters. But they used to take their temperature before they walked in, and now they don't do anything. You still got the teachers still wear the mask, but you could tell they're more lax even. I'd be walking in sometimes. I'd be having a mask down, shit like that. And
it won't even wear them no more.
It's, oh, y'all don't got to wear them at all.
We don't either.
Yeah, I'm flying on Wednesday. I'm definitely wearing mine on the airplane. I may never
fly again without the joint.
Yeah, because I be thinking about it every time I went to Vegas, bro. And not the West Coast, Vegas. Every time I came back, I got sick. I got the flu every time, every single time.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, you know what? Maybe if I wear
anybody, mask, yeah. That shit crazy. Anywho,
what else about the pandemic? I'm trying to think.
No, I mean, it's been a lot, but I don't know, like, specifically.
No, but another thing that about the pandemic, bro, is it gives you, like, you forget, like, you lose the concept of time.
Yeah.
Being quarantined, you
yeah,
mean.
Like,
yeah. Those days, like, went back to back.
It's like, you and even, like, years, you know what I'm saying? Like, It's like you got like pre-pandemic and post-pandemic. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Like, yeah, that was only like last year. But see, that was three years ago. Like,
are we still considered to be in a pandemic right now? Because thing, COVID's still running, still tearing people's ass up.
Yeah, but we're not in the pandemic. Was, you know, the global pandemic was everybody was shut down. It was, there was no cure at the time. There was no sign of them, us getting out of it. So,
you know what I thought was really, really dope, man? I thought it was dope to adjust to a new way of living for a while. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was dope. I remember like some of my most memorable moments were on our small ass little patio because that's all we had. You know, we had this big ass mountain, so we used to go hiking outside to get air. But I thought it was dope how, you know, like Versus it started. And then
Versus,
and everything started becoming virtual, so you kind of had to adapt to this new way of living. And for a while it was kind of refreshing because, like you said, it broke up the concept of time. So Mondays didn't feel like Mondays no more.
Right.
You know, sure. And the same shit you wanted to do on a Saturday, you could do that shit on a Tuesday.
But it definitely made or broke some people. Like, it's a make or break type situation. A lot of people weren't ready for this solitude and for that confinement. You know what I'm saying? It drove some people who, like them single people who used to going out and doing the thing and they home by themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, just for an extended period of time, can't go nowhere. It really fucked some people up, you know?
It did, man. Really, I mean, think about it. Our podcast was spawned from the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? Like, it gave people time to think for better or worse.
Mm-hmm.
For better or worse. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes being alone with yourself, man, can be a very lonely place. You know, I think for us, it sparked more creativity. And it, I mean, you guys can obviously speak to that better than I can. From your poetry world, right? Like, one, the opportunities that came about, and now you just there, right? Like, for me, it was the podcast. It was, you know, Chief had an idea and I had essentially the concept, and then it just made sense, right? We had the time to do it. Whereas before, we can make excuses as to why we're not going to do it because we don't have time. I got to do this. I got to do that. Like, shit was real. Like,
yeah, you know what? That was a big argument often that I saw. I thought there was a lot of people who had the concept like, yo, with this time you got, you need to be out here hustling, getting to it, figuring out something new because you got the time to do it. And then it seemed like on the opposite end where people who are like, you know, people are just trying to survive. You can't force people to, you know what I mean? It seemed like it was two types of mentalities going on out there. The people who, you know, were really understanding the struggle, and those who were like, we need to take this time to get to it and grind harder.
Both things are true though.
They are.
You know what I'm saying? Both things are true. And I personally think mental health awareness was catapulted during this time, you know, because I feel like the people who may have known it was important, but may not necessarily be impacted, had an opportunity to see the other side because of their alone time, right? Or their not being able to human interact. Like, you got to think, bro. Like, my son was born in April. His grandparents didn't touch him until, I want to say, July or August. You know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't know what was what. And I'm like, yo, one of y'all touch him, get him sick, and he don't have no vaccines. He don't have really nothing at this point. Like, I'm tearing some shit up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm tearing some shit up. So it's in y'all best interest to see him through the screen. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
It was wild enough having a baby during that time, man. That shit is crazy. Being in the hospital doing that fucking bullshit during COVID time.
Y'all both dropped the album during the pandemic. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crazy doing it that way.
Yeah. It was wild. I also been thinking about, like, the kids, like the college kids who had to lose their, everybody had to lose their seasons and no graduations and all that shit. Like, that shit played a big part in, you know what I mean?
Or the exchange students, the international students who had to go home because dorms closed, and that was
some of them got stuck on campus. They got
stuck here.
That was true.
Some of them got stuck here. They was the only ones on campus. Like, my daughter was telling me, it was crazy.
You know what also happened though, bro? Like, I feel like it became apparent that it was okay to have something else you did outside of maybe your norm. You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of people's creativity came out, man, and lives changed.
On the adverse side of that, there's a lot of people who don't have that, which is super, super, like.
What you mean, Chief?
Like, so we had this conversation with dudes on my flag team, and at one point the question was, outside of your God-given natural athletic ability, your family and your job, what else are you passionate about? And a lot of cats couldn't, they had no, they didn't have, you know, I got poetry. I love poetry. You know what I'm saying? I love my kid, but that's not, can't use your kids. But poetry was my, okay, I could dive into my poetry. Like, what else do you do outside of your family, your job, and your God-given athletic ability? What do you have? You know what I'm saying? And so, cats didn't have anything.
That's purpose though. You know what I'm saying? Like what, like, cause think I'm working with my team on this right now. It's like, this is another thing that happened with me in the pandemic, right? I realized that my purpose wasn't aligned. Right. I thought my purpose was goals. I thought my purpose were titles. You know what I'm saying? But when I got those goals and I got those titles, I realized I still felt a little empty. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So the pandemic helped me and my boss helped me redefine my purpose. Right. And I think we confuse purpose sometimes with accolades or with things or with achievements, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, no, the purpose has to be bigger than you, right? Because what happens when you get those things? Then what? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Then what?
You know what happens for a lot of people, man, they get those things and then realize they've been spending so long chasing that shit and that it don't mean fucking a damn thing. And then you stuck.
Exactly.
Stuck there with exactly. Some things that you don't work for, but yep. They don't hold the value you thought they did.
Yep.
It's crazy. It's crazy how that shit works. It's almost like you got to get to that point to understand the next point. You know what I'm saying? But
it's vision though. You know what I'm saying? Like the analogy I always give, man, and whatever, but it's like what gets billionaires out of bed? Right? It ain't money. It ain't money. What gets millionaires out of bed? It ain't money. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not money. It's not things. It's got to be bigger than that, right? It's got, for them, it may be creating opportunity, right? That's what it is for me. Like, somebody told me a long time ago, a mentor of mine, he said, you can only coach somebody to the highest level that you've achieved. Right, if you're gonna mentor somebody, right, like show them how to get there, you can only coach somebody to the highest level that you've achieved. So it's like for me, my purpose is to help little black and brown kids make it into corporate America and help them understand that there's a place for them here, right? So for me, it's like, okay, I can only get them as high as I've gotten, so I gotta keep going. You know what I'm saying? I gotta keep climbing the ladder to show them that there is no ceiling, right? You can get you can go as high as you want, but I'm not trying to achieve that next title or that next promotion because I can't wait to get to that promotion. No, it's bigger than me, right? When I get to that next level, I know that it's more people I can now impact, right? Because I can show them a big picture, right? Like, yeah, I started here, then I went here, then I went here, then I went here, then I went here. Right. And you can do the same thing. Let me show you how to do it. You know what right. I'm saying? So that's my purpose. Right. Obviously, because it's like this. Right. You're going to take care of your kids. You're going to provide for your family. Like that's a constant. That's not nothing about us says one day I'm going to wake up and just stop taking care of people. Right. Like it doesn't make sense.
No, I be thinking that shit when they turn 18. I be like, I'm not taking care of these motherfuckers no more. I know it's not.
You say that now. This nigga's son, this nigga baby girl just turned 25.
Yeah, call me when they turn 18, bro. Trust me.
You said that last week too.
It's gonna be a whole different conversation. Like it sounds good.
It sounds good.
It sounds good because you know how much them little fuckers cost, man. Like I already know what time it is, man. I pay for college. I didn't even pay for my own damn college. You know what I'm saying?
Today my shorty birthday. Wild. Shout out to Major P. Major P's 8 today.
That's what's up. Shout out, Major, man. Young therapist.
My guy.
I didn't even know today was Major's birthday. Yeah.
That's what's up. Him and his mom took the train in New York to go see Jack Harlow.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah.
So Jack Harlow popping right now. Yeah, I don't even know what makes him so good. I'm not saying he's not. I'm just
he's not a bad rapper. He's not.
No,
not
no,
a bad rapper
but, at all. But like, how did he?
Like, what took like, what took
I
off
just
for
feel,
him?
I feel like he just and again, please don't come at me. I'm not the biggest like current hip hop, you know, enthusiast. I feel like Jack Harlow was popping and then he was like a superstar. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I really think it's because he's white. I'm just gonna be honest.
No doubt. Yeah. That could have a lot to do with it, but he's actually pretty good too. And he's not like he like has his lane. He's not like he's like a white dude who can rap who's still a white dude.
Yeah.
Not like the white dude like, rap who's trying like to be like Dickie. The black dude. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but Lil Dicky was a white dude that can rap, but it was like a real white dude.
Jack Lil Dicky's nice more, though. I no, fuck with Lil Dicky.
I do. Yo, I had to stop watching. He had a show
called Dave or something. Dave. Right? Dave?
Yo, I had to stop watching it. It took a crazy turn.
Yeah, Lil Dicky's wild.
I was like, yo, wild. I can't.
I fuck with him.
The first season was hilarious. Yeah. Hilarious. But then the second season,
oh, buddy.
Like, you lost me, bro. Like, I'm not sure what you're trying to get accomplished there.
Did he go white?
Man, you just gotta watch white it. Route. Or not.
Yeah, Lil Dicky was
it got wild. Just like real made me real uncomfortable. Bro. Like, white I just,
wild, man. Nah, he's a cool
but,
dude though.
But no, what was he saying? Jack Harlow. Major's going to see him. Nah, I fuck with Jack Harlow. I think he's very talented.
I didn't actually hear about him till the BET Cypher. I was like, okay, he's not bad.
I missed that.
Yeah, he did a Cypher, and I was like, okay, homie's all right. Him, Rhapsody, a couple other people, it was pretty dope. Nevertheless, we dragging this joint.
We haven't even been recording that long.
Maybe it's 9:50, been a minute. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, what y'all got on the final thoughts been surviving the pandemic, P?
Are we done?
Yeah, I guess we done.
I would say continue to figure out what's next for you, just like you had to do during the pandemic. Hopefully things have gotten better, but continue to figure out what's meant to be next.
Go ahead.
Apply what you learn.
You stole my shit. Well, go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Or next time you go first. yeah, apply what you learn, man. I think a lot of times we be focusing on getting through something. Like, I'm going to get through it. And we do. We muscle our way through it. You know what I'm saying? But what did we learn? Like, let's start learning through stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think about shit, man, losses I've had and stuff like that. But I was always able to pull something from it. And, you know, and hopefully I won't make the same mistake twice. So it's like, you know, what can we learn from it? Because it's a period of time that we'll never forget, right? We all remember where we were when they told us that everything was shut down. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a period of time that we'll never forget. We're a part of history. So it's like, what do we learn from it? You know what I'm saying? Like, what jewels did we take that we can share, that we can pass down, or that we can put into action? So that's definitely my final thought.
Just to piggyback that, like, definitely just dot your I's and cross your T's in terms of like financial advancement, because if God forbid another pandemic rolls around, there's going to be some ways to make some money. So like my man said, take them lessons and put them in the back pocket in case it comes across again. But I think for my final thought, what we started with, P, I think it's important for us to not let ourselves get consumed in the negativity that everybody else did, because for us three in particular, it was good. Like, despite the obvious, but for the most part, there were some individual wins in this that really, you know, catapulted our careers and lives. So I think it's something to be said that, you know, because I guess when the world is crying, you can find your reason to smile.
I got my final child support check during the pandemic. I forgot about that. Forgot about
big
that.
Deal.
Word.
Yeah, it was a lump sum too.
Let me hold $5.
I ain't got it.
Loan me $5. All right, yo. I think that was cool. With that being said, y'all know the routine. We on all social media outlets at All Black Men Need Therapy. You can email us at allblackmenneedtherapy@gmail.com. Let us know what you want us to talk about, how you felt about the episode or previous episodes. And whether or not you think we should do this whole live thing for our 2-year anniversary. I think we should get together and do something, you know what I mean?
I mean, that's like right around the corner. I mean, it's probably, no, it's over a month. We got time.
I mean, we don't gotta right on 2 years. You know, we do what the fuck we wanna do. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
But anyways, we gonna do what we do, y'all. So, per usual, do us all a favor. Hug a black man today.
Everybody, I'm Chief. Do it.
And tomorrow.
I like to talk super smooth on our podcast. Do it.
It be your own people, y'all. It be your own people. We out, y'all. Peace.